This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. For some people caught in the path of severe weather last night, it was a new experience.
I've had been through like tornado watches, but I've never like seen it out a window and like actually see clouds and the actual tornado coming towards us. And the fact that there was like three or four tornadoes around us is kind of scary.
The Texas Department of Emergency Management and the National Weather Service will be on scene today in Palo Pinto County, where the damage is they'll be looking at damage from last night's severe storms.
Gordon is a small community of just about 500 people, about an hour west of Fort Worth. Those in the community firmly believe they were hit by a tornado.
The whole house has got water in it, and the roof, living room roof, has caved in. They're afraid all of it going to cave in.
The field house at the school in Gordon was heavily damaged. There were several non-life-threatening injuries and at least four people taken to the hospital. Many in Palo Pinto County without electricity this morning. An online community post reading, "We are Gordon strong, but please pray for us." From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Because of the storm damage, Gordon and Santos schools both closed today. The Gordon School District says administrators are trying to assess the damage as fast as they can. A statement also says, "We are strong and we will get through this."
And some of the heaviest weather last night was in Collin County, where NBC5's Keenan Willard has more.
We've had moments where there has been, really, it's felt like multiple feet of water on the roadway, especially in low-lying areas, because of the significant quantity of rain that we've been receiving. There have been periods of zero visibility because of the driving rain, the intense wind, and instances of hail that we've been getting as well.
Collin County was under a tornado watch or tornado warning last night through 11. Preliminary reports collected by the National Weather Service showed quarter to baseball-sized hail in Jack Wise and Cook counties.
And during that tornado warning, KRLD Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff helped us keep up with that storm that was moving through Denton and Collin counties.
Sirens going off. They just started going off again. These are outdoor warning sirens for a storm capable of producing tornado at any time, but that circulation between Frisco and Prosper right now.
Dan never saw ground truth of a tornado actually touching the ground, but there was a definite rotating wall cloud for several miles.
Turning to other news, a terrible, tragic evening in Plano and Dallas where five people died in two crashes.
The first crash was out here along Highway 75 between Park and 15th. Plano police and firefighters were first told one person was trapped in the fiery wreckage. However, once they got the flames put out, they quickly found not one, but three people inside. All of them were dead. Just a little later Sunday, there was a punishing head-on crash on the Dallas North Tollway near 635 LBJ. Two people died there, one at the scene, one at the hospital. Two other people were taken to the hospital. Their conditions have not yet been confirmed. This is the second fatal head-on crash on the tollway in less than a week. In Plano, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
A massive manhunt continues in Louisiana for 7 of the 10 inmates who escaped from the Orleans Parish prison on Friday. At least 28 people are dead by deadly tornadoes that swept across parts of Kentucky, Missouri, and Virginia over the weekend. The heaviest damage was in Kentucky, where at least 18 people were killed, many more critically injured. Late-night storms sweep through North Texas, causing widespread power outages in Gordon. That's in Palo Pinto County, forcing Gordon ISD to cancel classes today. Get this, hail reached the size of baseballs. Another wave of storms expected today before cooler weather arrives.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Once again, hockey games have caused a scheduling problem at the American Airlines Center because there's now a hockey game Wednesday. That's also the same night as the Katy Perry concert.
Aww.
And John, you looked at the schedule. So Katy Perry seemingly is available Thursday.
I would think so. They say that later on this morning they're going to announce the new date.
Got it.
But yeah, Katy Perry is wrapping up the American leg of her tour, and then she goes to Australia next month. So she doesn't have anything for like the next 3 weeks. So.
No, she got nothing but time on her hands.
Hey, girl, give us a call. Come on by.
I know, right?
7:23 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. With daylight, the damage from last night's storms in Palo Pinto County is becoming more clear.
You know, it's been a rough night for a lot of people in the town of Gordon, especially depending on where you are. So this area we are in, the downtown area right now, lucky. They have power. But just behind us, beyond the train tracks, you can't see back there because they don't have power. The Volunteer Fire Department for Gordon, and they are without power. We've seen a lot of power crews trying to make their way through some of these tricky rural roads without being able to see very well where they're going. Some trees down, quite a bit to clean up after what was a terrifying night.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins reporting from Palo Pinto County.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Happy Monday, all. We are coming off another gaining week on Wall Street, 3 of the last 4. Not all that far away from all-time highs. We've made up the losses of the year in all of the averages, or at least we had until today. Right now, everything looks a bit lower across the board. The Dow Industrials average has recovered a bit. Early on, it looked down 350. Right now, it looks down 250 points. S&P looks down 67. The NASDAQ, maybe the hardest hit, down 328. But, of course, it's the NASDAQ that was the outperformer on the upside. And so the catalyst for the profit-taking today, it's a good one. Moody's cutting the U.S. credit rating this weekend. It's all over the papers. It's the headline. Of course, what's not necessarily in the headline is they were the last man standing. That was the only AAA rating that the country had. The rating was cut by Fitch in 2023 and by S&P in 2011. Now, the timing's interesting, and maybe it can have some benefits because this credit rating cut is we're approaching $37 trillion debt in by the government. But it also comes at a time when they're kicking around this big, beautiful bill that looked like a bust for a while, but now it looks like the spending bill has come out of a House committee and is headed to a Senate committee. We'll have to see what it looks like. But it has gotten a little bit of traction, and it's interesting. It's got tax cuts, it's got spending cuts, it's got energy reform, it's got immigration reform, a debt ceiling increase, a little something there for everybody. We'll see if it makes it. We'll also be watching the headlines. Putin and Trump expected to have a phone call today. That'll have an impact on world markets. We have leading economic indicators coming out this morning. They are supposed to downtick. Gold's back up $58.40. Crude down 33 cents, 61.64. And interest rates, here's the key. And here's where you see the impact of that Moody's rating cut. 10-year rates back up to 4.54%. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
President Trump took to Truth Social at 1:34 a.m., and called for an investigation into Kamala Harris, alleging that she paid for political endorsements from the likes of Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, Bono, and Oprah.
Can I ask you an important question?
Please.
Is it 1:34 our time?
Eastern.
His time?
Yeah, Eastern.
Oh, okay. It's a little bit better. I was worried it was like 2:34 his time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How much sleep does that man get?
Not much, evidently.
That's what I'm worried about. 727 at KRLD. Governor Abbott's emergency item for bail reform will take center stage at the state capitol today.
Governor Abbott's campaigned all over Texas this session, trying to build support for giving judges the power to deny bail to repeat violent offenders. The past few sessions, similar legislation has stalled in the Texas House.
Are they going to vote to protect the citizens they represent or the criminals who kill them?
Senate Joint Resolution 5 is the constitutional amendment Abbott needs. If he gets two-thirds of the Texas House to vote for it, it would then be up to the Texas voters to decide.
There are 88 Republicans in the Texas House who I know will support this proposal. To get it passed, we need 12 Democrats.
The State House is scheduled to take up the vote today. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.